Good morning, good people. It is 21st November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This day is celebrated to honor the role of Mary in the salvation of humankind. Right from the start, she was empowered to offer herself as a self-oblation to God. The readings are from Revelation chapter 11, verses 4 to 12, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 20, verses 27 to 40. Presenting involves one personal presence. The parents of Mary introduced her to God, the temple, and the elders. Can we recall a moment when and by who we were formally introduced to the Lord and the Church? Even though we do not have any scriptural or historical record for the presentation of Mary, we learn this episode from the infancy narratives of James, the Gospel of Pseudo-Matthew, and the Gospel of the Nativity. Joachim and Anne presented Mary, a little girl, as a token of gratitude to the Lord who showed mercy to them. She was brought at the age of 3 and remained there to prepare her to be the mother of God. Mary was a blessing to her childless parents, as she remains a blessing to the humanity by bestowing the Savior, Jesus Christ. The response of the parents of Mary is the example to all the parents to be emulated even today. The journey of fiat in the life of Mary began with an attitude of openness and profound humility by the presentation. Grace of God worked in and through her more visibly as she assumed the role of the mother of Jesus, and thus she shines as the maiden evangelizer. God chose to dwell in Mary in a special way. In response, Mary placed her whole being at the service of God. Every moment since our baptism, God invites us to be open to God's grace and dedicate ourselves to God as Mary did. The presentation of Mary leads us to total commitment, dedication, an unwavering trust in God. God expects from every one of us the total commitment and dedication. As Mary entered the temple of Jerusalem, so God entered in her to make her a greater temple for the Lord. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives among you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16. Our initiatives and efforts are needed to experience the grace and power of God. Mary was privileged to carry the Creator of the universe in her womb because of her unwavering faith and commitment and dedication to the Lord from the beginning. Fear the Lord, you, His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Psalm 34, verse 9. As we are reminded by the commitment of Mary through the presentation, so we are invited by the first reading to emulate the sacrifices of martyrs or mysterious witnesses, namely prophets Joshua and Zerubbabel, Moses and Elijah, and Peter and Paul. Mary, as a disciple of Jesus, confessed her faith in her Son by preempting His glory. Like our beloved Mother Mary, may we strive to do God's will by presenting our very selves to the Lord. Let us relive our baptismal commitments to the Lord and His Church, the body of Christ. May we seek her intercession to do the will of God and be the temples of God. Have a lovely day. God bless you.